Okay, so let's take this case one step forward, and we'll say that she does agree to go in the TAILOR-Rx trial. And in fact, it turns out that she has a high recurrence score, 38. So you present that to her, and she has typical side effects, but is able to continue working through that period of time and gets through it, recovers from it, and now is out 5 years. And she is still taking the anastrozole, had some arthralgias to begin, but kind of went away, and really now that's not causing a problem. How do you approach the decision about whether to continue her at 5 years?
This is a major problem now in medical oncology, and that is with the realization that especially the luminal A's, which are ER/PR positives, are almost like follicular lymphoma. They respond to treatment, but they relapse slowly, and they seem to have a continuous relapse. And when you look at the MA17 data, you see that up to half the patients who eventually relapse or ER positives can relapse after 5 years. So it's a disease that is a chronic disease. And the question then is risk versus benefit. The majority of patients who relapse after 5 years are node positive. And I think that's probably the biggest distinguishing feature. And Peter Ravdin does have in his adjuvant online program a program where one can look at the risk at 5 years. And I think it's a useful program. And I use it with the patients when I'm not sure what their risk is at that point, or if I think they have a high risk or a low risk, and I'm trying to sway them either to continue on a hormonal therapy or not. The problem is we don't have good data beyond the MA17 suggesting that hormonal treatment for greater than 5 years is of value. There's that one study. I would tend to do it because I think this is a chronic relapsing disease. The data from the NSAVP study will be very important, which is the B42. Which
are you participating in that study?
Yes, we are.
So would you likely present that to her as an option?
We would.
So you would say to her, we could either continue or stop. I'm not really sure. Would you like to go in this trial?
Yes, yeah, so we would actually talk about two things. The MA17 has an extension so that patients would be continued even longer to see if it has a difference, and use that as background, and then explain that one of the problems is the long-term loss of estrogen function in even a postmenopausal female is really sort of an unknown quandary. At the present time, the major problems that have been seen have been articular and bone. But when you're talking about 5 or 10 years or more of total estrogen deprivation, is that really safe for that person? We have no real data. So I think this is an important trial. Unfortunately, we don't have the answer at the present time. Because in medicine, we do lots of things which seem to be logical, and then we find out after the fact that perhaps it wasn't the smartest thing to do.
So you would say to her, one of the options here is you could go in this trial. If you go in the trial, it'll be randomly determined. You'll take 5 years more therapy or stop right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't want to go on the trial or you don't want to participate in a study, what would you?
I would use Peter Ravdin's program and then discuss risks. And if the person has a significant risk, and they're cognizant that we don't, again, know long-term toxicity data, I would offer that.
So we'll say that since she's been so involved with the transplant unit and sees the benefit of clinical research, she enters another trial. Mm. And she gets randomized in the B42 trial, and she's randomized to continue. And then 2 years later, while continuing on the aromatase inhibitor, she presents to you with progressive bone pain, a number of different locations in her back and her leg and her arms, a couple ribs. You do a bone scan, and she has what appears to be clearly metastatic disease.